the chair.
Now, what if these harbor mouths these days?
I think it's about as hot as it gets in August.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurt more.
Uh-huh.
I saw you.
These hot days and cool nights.
Yeah. I saw you lying on your couch on the porch yesterday.
I get out there and it gets so hot in the house, I lay up there on a little while. See, I ain't gonna be there long.
No. I didn't see you there, but yes, but Betsy just loves to tease me. I love to tease her. She puts things on the mailbox for me. Sometimes I come in the late in the afternoon from work, and she'll have a bowl or something on the mailbox, and she'll stand there in the door and see if I get it.
She knew about what time was coming. Yes. She could just get it and stand there and hold it. She gonna stand there and watch?
Well, I think she'd rather surprise me. Don't you think? She'd rather see if I can find it. Wouldn't be any fun just to go out and hand it to me. Now, she saw me go out this morning. So, she put that on the mailbox.
Bess is a sweet child.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she's sweet to me.
Well, she is to about everybody, isn't she,
Daisy? Yeah, I think so. Everybody. Everybody I know. She do what she can for me. She thinks she can do something to make them happy or feel good. She'll do what she's got away.
Even if she's not too fond of them, she still does things.
Does things, huh? Just sometimes I don't know what I would do without Bessie. As long as I done without her. Well, I was doing without her then, because I didn't know nothing about her. But she's good.
I guess most people think that way about Bessie, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. I guess they do. All I know. And deal with it too.
Now, I can't get mad at the weather. I can't get mad at the weather, she said.
No, if you do, it don't help no one.
What'd she say? I didn't get as much rain as they did because I wasn't thankful for what I got.
Well, somebody got a plenty, I think. It rained all the way around. Oh, fine.
Well, you could see it.
Yes. We'll get ours, though.
You think so?
I think we'll get it sometime. We may not get it when we want it, but I guess we'll get it when we need it bad. We feel like needing it now. I do. But we ain't got it.
Yeah, this is the rainy season.
Sir?
This is the rainy season, Miss Daisy.
But I think we'll get it. Sometime.
Well, everybody else is getting it.
Everybody else. I had a man said the other day, he worked all around making open. Oh, he said, just poured in making open. He worked in the rain all the way from Reddick's to, he crossed to Perret up there. He said, stop. But when he got home, it hadn't rained one drop. He said, well, that's something. Rain everywhere but on my place. I said, tain't your time yet. He said, well, as dry as it is there, it looks like it ought to be my time as well as it is other folks. I said, you didn't get it, did you?
Oh, that's a low feeling, Miss Daisy. The other day, we come in from town. Mm-hmm. And there was a little cloud going right down the highway. Mm-hmm. And we could see it. It's all wet. We could see it on down there.
Yeah.
And we turned off this way, and there wasn't anything.
Oh, it's pitiful. What?
Tell him what Bessie told me.
She said Bessie told her she's not thankful for what she get. That's why she don't get no more.
Yeah, that's about right. She's not thankful. She's unhappy with what she gets.
Betty thanked me this morning.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I like to check in with Betty. Weather like this, she definitely got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's better than these.
Yes, sir.
I passed by your church the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You're getting along slow, ain't it?
Well, they ain't got too far along. Important people in your church, like Raya and Lloyd and
mm-hmm.
Nettie and them up here in this other church.
Well, you see, it won't take them long. There's so many carpenters in their church, and all of them are white. Even today's preacher's a carpenter. He can do anything Raya and them do. Well, you see, if all them get together, they can do a lot. Whenever they get started on it. But they got to get a place to put it. Put their church. They know where they're to put it. They know where they're to pile the lumber when they tie that down. I don't know what they're going to do. Because somebody said they wasn't going to tear it down. They was going to sell it and have them to move it. Like that. They're going to sell it to the Methodist Church and make it open. So, somebody said that they were going to take the top off it. I said, well, what is it going to do with the top? I said, well, I thought they was going to move it whole, have it move, roll away from there. So, well, they said something about taking the top off. I said, well, if they're going to roll it, they don't need to take the top off.
Just leave it like it is.
Just like it is. I don't know what they're going to do. They, if they wanted to, you see, the easiest way to me, it looks to me, is just build around it. If they want some nice church, a nice looking church, just build around that. Because there's no ground there to stack it on.
I didn't realize that.
Hmm?
Just no room there to stack it.
No, sir. There's no room there to stack it.
Yeah.
To tear it down.
Well.
Unless they're going to pile it up on the tombstones and the graves and things, and I'm satisfied they ain't going to do that.
You don't think they would?
I don't think they will. I don't think they should. You see, the that church, it's in a cemetery. This grave's all under that church.
Under it?
Yes, sir. The grave's all under that church. Let me see. You see, that church, it was back, way back down there in the woods, next to the woods. It hadn't always been there. Where it's at.
Oh.
It was moved from back down there, up there. Where's that now?
On past the railroad?
No, it wasn't past the railroad, but it was just below the kitchen, below that kitchen there.
Talking about the Methodist church.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, the Methodist church.
Let's see. On up towards Miss Dora's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't own any of that land up there?
Hmm?
They don't own any the land where it used to be?
Yeah, it used to be them dug graves and cemeteries and things like that where it used to be.
I see.
They done buried up there where the church used to be.
I see. And then they just moved it down there on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, the man that was pastoring here, then, the man was preaching from there. He moved it. They moved it whilst he was preaching from up there. And it never cost much.
They've done a lot of work
themselves. That's right. And you see, the way they did it, they just were free. Well, the women from one to the other, they give them one meal that was them. They'd feed them at noon. It would be two and sometimes three women brought lunch out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped to buy nails, and give a dollar or something. They put your dollar and my dollar and somebody else again. They get what they need. Really. But they won't get this one like that. They've been raising money for this one over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year. Yes, somebody said it, the riot said they had the money to build a church. They wouldn't have no hold up building the church. I said, they already helped up. I said, it may not be helped up for money. I said, it shouldn't be as long as they've been working for it. I said, if they ain't used it, I said, they'll have old enough to build church. I said, but the show is helped up for land to put it on. So you ain't got nowhere to put it.
And they can't build a church there.
No.
Because they had...
They got to move that and take that little spot where that said no to put the other one there. Of course, there ain't no land off from there.
They don't even have parking space.
No, sir. They don't. It's just not convenient at all. They just don't have room for nothing. Not even. They have to park right by the road. All in the yard. Well, they don't have a big yard.
You've got all those important people in there. Looks like they could work out something, Miss Daisy.
Look like they could, but you ain't got nothing to work on. You can't work it out. How could they work it out?
I'm not important.
But you...
Y'all got plenty of room down at your church. Compared to them.
Yes, sir, we got plenty of room. Down there at our church, why, we got an acre or more down at our church.
Yeah, that's a whole lot.
Yes, sir. We got a We got land enough to build a church and something else if you want, and then have walking space.
Yeah.
But that panned down our old church. We don't have to tear down our old church to build a new one.
When I think of that, are you going to tear it down?
I don't know how they're going to tear it down. I ain't got to tear it down. I ain't going to be around there when they start tearing it down. I ain't going to let that bell fall on me.
Oh, that bell's a problem.
What you talking about? Who they been talking about? Well, so-and-so said they take it down. I said, well, let him take it down. I said, how ain't going to get it down? So, well, you see, Cardinals, they can make arrangements. I said, they better make a good one when they start fooling with that heavy bell. You seen that bell Mr. Leroy cut up there at his house. That great big bell sitting up there. Well, this bell is about big as it. She wanted to buy that bell from us. Well, I told some of the officers, I said, oh no, we want to keep it ourselves for what? She ain't doing nothing with it. Some of these days you may be walking around there and that thing fall down on you and mash under the ground. Oh, it ain't going to fall. And so he's just hanging there doing nothing.
Never. Well,
she wasn't going to do nothing with it, but let her keep it to look at. She is able to do it, you see.
Yeah.
But if we could get some money out of it, the money would mean more to us in the bell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she might have it moved.
Mm-hmm. She might. I don't know. But I think the way what would happen if she buy it, they put it on her yard.
She buy it delivered.
That's right.
Well, that wouldn't. You still have to move it, wouldn't you?
They don't ever ring it.
No, ma'am.
I like church bells.
She do and I do too. She wanted to buy this Methodist bell. They told her no. She talked with Lloyd about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. They didn't want to sell it. They might ring it sometime. She told me, well, you don't ever ring it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't using it. You will just say, he told her, we might use it sometime. Once we got it, we'd rather keep it. So we keep it. So after they talked about it, he rung it a time or two. Not much.
You're just in the wrong church, Miss Daisy. You know more about this church than you do your church.
No more about it than I do my church. Why? You said so. I know just about as much about it as I do mine.
You go to it?
Of course, I visit. Sure. I attend church there.
Yeah.
I used to attend church there regular. Every meeting Sunday I used to go.
Is that right?
Down there.
Uh-huh.
They have the service, second and fourth. We have ours, first and third. So when it was church down there, we went. But that's been a long time. That's when the older head was heads of the church and doing things there. That was before the children got hold to it. I mean, for the children.
Who is the older head?
Oh, like me and Mag Jackson and Liza Washington and several more.
What? Several more?
Hmm?
Who?
Who? Liza.
Who else?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't know who else. I can't think all of them's names. But anyway, I know it was a better church than it is now.
Well, I don't know on this day. The reason I asked you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's been so long. I just remember some of them.
Charlie James.
Yes, Charlie James, Bill James. I don't know where Little Blanc. But that was the old head, and that was some of the heads, you see.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to do things at that time. If this church was working or doing anything, well, our church was with them. When we was doing something, their church was with us.
Yeah.
But since the old head died, the young folk got so much of sense, they think they use you. But when time for them, when you need them, they got something else to do. So, but see, it don't last.
Yeah. Who's the head of the Sunday school up at your church?
Down the Ain't Lord?
No, at your church.
At my church?
You never talk about your church. You always talk about the Methodist church.
Well, I talk about what I think about. Oh, T.C. Batts is the superintendent of our church.
T.C. Batts? Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
Where does T.C. live? He lives between the church and the stove.
Oh.
Oh, he does.
He got a little white house right beside the road.
That's who lives there.
Yeah.
Know him. How'd I miss him? Anybody that important?
I don't know. How you missed him?
And he's the superintendent.
He's superintendent.
Is he pretty busy? I mean, energetic sort of fella?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. I thought you know PC. Well, a little short man. Got a nice family.
Oh, has it?
All of them work.
Oh, do they?
I think he's raised his children. All of them is about grown. I'm about full grown. He got one girl and four boys, I think. Three or four boys. And all of them grown.
Where does he work?
He works up there at the university. He's been working there. And his children, now his girls, she teaches school down here about Fairness, somewhere down there. Now his boys, I think two of them work up there where Samuel works.
Oh.
Two of them, and one's somewhere in Tallahassee or somewhere. I don't know where it is.
But they can't ride together because they don't go at the same time.
Who that?
His boys and Samuel.
No, they can't. One for two reasons. You see, now their dad, with their help, keeps up his cars. He keeps them on the road.
Doesn't he?
Both of them. He has to go at one time to work, and the boys have to go at another. And his wife goes at another. So he keeps them up pretty good. Now, sometimes his wife works at night. Well, then T.C. and the boys have to use the same car. Of course, they go to work before she gets home. But if she happened to get home before time for them to go to work, he'll take one car and the boys one. Like that.
Yeah. I'll look out for him. I don't know anybody in your church.
You don't.
Bootsy. Bootsy was about the only one I know down there, Miss Stacy.
You didn't know the Taylors?
Yes. Priest Taylor.
All of them belong there.
All I know is Priest Taylor.
Mm. Yeah, he and his wife and his children, they all belong there.
Yeah. Well, are they the old heads?
Who, the children?
Priest Taylor.
Taylor? Oh, yeah, he's on the old head. You know, he's got to be an old head.
He is now.
Have to be an old head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard him talk a lot of times.
I know if you see them 5 minutes, you hear them talk. Because he can do that.
Yeah.
But he thinks you ought to believe what he says. And sometimes there ain't no truth about it. Me and him getting a fussing about it every time we get skipped. He's telling me things, and I know it ain't so.
Yeah.
And I'll spew him, you see.
Yeah.
Hmm? He don't like that.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. I want you to agree with what he say. And then you see, I'd argue right down till he'd see he was wrong. I said, now, you know that's not right.
Yeah.
I said, you just said that, I guess, though, because you was preaching, thought I had to believe you. I said, but I don't. I said, I know preachers, some of them is the biggest liars walking. I said, you one of them.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Me and him can't stay together.
Did he ever work? Did he ever do any work?
Who? Taylor?
Yeah.
Knowing to work? Yes, sir. He worked right here. He used to farm here with Mr. Hester. Bartow Hester.
Yeah.
He was keeping it. Freight house then.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He worked as long as he could. He worked, and everybody around him worked. I'm talking about his wife and children, same thing. He had a bunch of relatives around, and he didn't have much. I think he had three girls. One by this wife, and two by his first wife. Well, now, Willie, Eunice, her sister's in Atlanta, but them's his first wife's children. You know Eunice, don't you? Do you know Eunice? Do you know Baby? They live right there by the church. Right,
oh, is
by
right
our
there?
Church.
Yeah.
That's Taylor's daughter.
Oh, that's Taylor's daughter.
And
that new house there by the church?
Yes. That's his daughter. Her husband lived there.
That's Eunice.
That's Eunice.
And what's his name?
So what does he do?
What is it?
They work in Gainesville somewhere,
yeah.
Both of them.
What's his name?
Julius Davis. But a bigger one gets in mine sometimes. Hard to move, too.
Banks was Was she in the Methodist?
That's true, she's Baptist.
Yes, I just trying to think of some of the old heads you was talking about that you can't remember.
Thank you, Baptist. All of us.
Well, who's responsible for pushing that your church down there, that new one?
That new one. Well, T.C., James, there was another older man when he said,
Who's that?
Spikes.
Spikes.
That's all I know. Spikes.
Yes. Does your preacher help out? I mean, you know.
He
don't
talk. He helps out talking. But when to come to do, he's not yet doing time.
He ain't able.
No, he ain't strong as me.
Well, you just got three or four there who are pushing it then, Miss
Davis. But you see, we don't have a big membership. We don't have many folks in our church.
Well, what's the matter? They all quit you?
Well, so lots of them died, and lots of them moved off, and just different things. Didn't leave many here.
Are you too close to the next church or something?
Too close? Uh-huh. Ain't too close. That ain't no close no way then.
Making up?
Well, we won't go to making up for much. I never did like making open. I used to go there pretty often to church and things like that. But as soon as it was over with, I was ready to come home.
Yeah. You didn't do your shopping and all over there?
Never did much shopping in making open.
Where'd you go? Mankind?
Yeah, and Reddick's, Orange Lick. Places like that. Ordered lots of my stuff. I shop like that.
Oh, really?
That's the way I do the most of my shopping.
Just order it.
You know, I know they care for making open.
I used to go over there a lot, and I tried to make a go of it, but I never could. So I just,
was you here when Mr. May used to keep that store there?
He died. I think he died after I got here, but I never knew him, Miss Davis.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember ever seeing him. No. Well, now, a lot of people like to trade with him.
Oh, yeah. Lots of folks liked it to trade. They just like Mr. May's ways of doing.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a nice store there.
I think some of them had rather trade with him than with Mr. Thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right, I think. My Bessie loves Thrasher. She likes to trade with Thrasher.
How come her to be such a...
I don't know. Now I don't care much about trading with Mr. Thrash. I guess it's because I ain't never learned to trade with him. I never done much shopping there.
Yeah. Well, you never done much shopping?
No. I didn't do much shopping. Well, I'll tell you one reason, Mr. Mars. I done the most of my business right here at this little store Fred's.
Oh, yes.
Fred's store.
Yes.
I used to, when his daddy had that store,
yeah.
I used to do lots of shopping there.
Yeah.
And you see, Mr. Lawrence Smith, he had a store right there. Not far. Well, I could get what I wanted to sell.
I keep forgetting that. He had a store. He farmed and had a store.
That's right. so I never had much business in Micanopy.
I wonder how long he had that store. Long time?
I don't know, but he had it a good while after I know him, but his health got so bad. I think that's one reason he gave it up. His health got bad. He didn't have nobody to take over like the Woods did. He didn't have but one boy. He was nothing but a boy.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it.
Miss Daisy? Now, what you and Preacher Taylor argue about?
Most anything he stopped.
He started.
Most anything he stopped. Because he was going contrary to my mind.
Yeah.
And I know it.
Yeah.
See, I know Taylor, then I know the things he's talking about.
Yeah.
I know a little something about it.
Yeah.
Well, I know it wasn't true.
Yeah.
All that he was saying. Well, I spewed his word, I wouldn't agree with him.
Uh-huh.
Well, that'd bring about our little meeting, he'd soon go home.
Well, what's the last time you all...
Oh, it's been years. Yeah, you know, Taylor been sick a long time. He ain't able to get out or go nowhere unless somebody can. He can't go to church regular like he wants. Well, you see, he's a man that's always been used to going.
Yeah.
When he was able to go. Now, he's not able to go. And ain't nobody I can tell to get ready.
Oh, I see.
Well, that keeps him aggravated, you see. You can't make folks do nothing. Folks ain't gonna stop their work to go care you nowhere, and you can't do nothing. And you they don't want to pay you.
Yeah.
Well, you can't drive your car for thank you. He gonna run for.
Who'd James Pye marry?
James Pye married T.C.'s sister.
T.C.'s sister?
Is that T.C.
Bates? T.C.
Bates.
Sister.
Bats. Well, how he gets close to Preacher Taylor?
Who? Well, you see, that's one thing. How did who get so close, and T.C. or James?
James.
Well.
Is T.C. close to the family?
Close to
Rick
Hill? No. He lived close. Don't live too far from me, but now I don't know what relations T.C. is to Taylor, but I think it's just in-law. By marriage or something like that, because Taylor was no kin to T.C., but I don't know what kin Taylor's wife was to him, but I know they called her cousin, so it all must be way back there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, they got a nice place to live. They had James and Priest Taylor.
James
Pye.
You know, this place is good enough for him. Do you know where James lives?
Right across the street from Preacher Taylor.
No. Oh, that Taylor's daughter lived there.
Yeah.
But James Pye don't live there.
He don't?
No. James live over here next to where Burnett's house was burnt down.
Ain't anybody living there now, Mr. Taylor.
James lived there in his house.
Yeah. Where'd James?
You see him and his wife, James and his wife, they're not together.
No.
James, they don't stay together, but he comes to see her. Now you see, James' wife, she live up here in Jake Brown's house. That's where her and her daughter live, up there in Jake Brown's house.
Right next to Jake Brown?
Right next to Jake Brown. No.
In his house?
Live in Jake Brown's house up here on Jake's place. You see, Jake, he lived in Bodmin, in his wife's house. But nobody was in Jake's house.
You mean Jake doesn't live up there on the corner?
No, ma'am.
Why, Miss Daisy, I'm all confused.
Oh, Jake didn't live there. Jake haven't lived there much
since
his wife died.
Now, that's James's wife that lives there?
That's James' wife in there, in Jake's house. Now.
Uh-huh. Now, James comes to see it,
huh? Oh, yes, he comes. I can pause.
He
take them anywhere they need to go, just like they have to go and get the stamps or go get the groceries. And he take them.
Yeah. But that's Preacher Taylor's daughter that lives across from him.
Well, across from Taylor's house, that's his daughter's house.
Yeah.
His baby.
House. Yeah. And she's no kin to James's wife.
Who?
Well, they are through her mother, isn't it?
Yeah, some way or another, but I don't know just what it is, but they called one another cousin, that's all. Well, what cousin it is, I don't know.
Yeah. You and Prince Taylor hadn't disputed and Long time.
We ain't had that fuss in a long time now.
You mean
he can't come around here and I don't go around there.
When was the last time you had one? Last
Ooh,
year?
So long I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because he's been sick for a long time.
2 years?
Taylor is.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. More than that. Now, see, James died. Dora Mitchell over there. Now that's his wife's aunt. That's her sister's child. Well, TC is Reggie's twins.
Yeah.
You see. So that's the way they go. I don't know.
I wanted, Miss Daisy, I want to know if they help me. I want to know what you and Preacher Taylor disputed about.
Sometimes it's about church, and sometimes it's work.
What you
and
dispute about?
Sometimes it was things happened in Georgia.
What you dispute about Georgia?
Well, things he said he did, and I know he didn't do it.
Well, what was it?
Well, I can't remember right now.
Why, you
just
remember?
Just what was we... Fussed about so many things, Mr. Miles. I don't know, huh? Just what it was. But we didn't ever fight.
We think it'd be fun to have you and Preacher Taylor, because you know I fuss with Preacher Taylor too. he'll say something and I just tease him, I guess. I fuss.
No, I'm sorry, Preacher Taylor. He was a lot of company when he'd come up there. Door, you know, like you say, he'd always read and talk about
that. He used to fuss about his grandchildren.
Who, that tail?
Yeah. He used to fuss about them, you know. And I used to say to him, well, you spoil them.
Uh-huh. And that's for sure.
Yeah.
And they got some of the baddest ones ever walked.
And I'd see him in there at the store.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah. You know, if you don't train yourself or your child to do things, well, he just the child will go wild.
Which one?
Well, you see, they ain't got but one grandchild with them.
Yeah.
No. They ain't got no grandchild. He got his great grandchild with him.
Yeah. And that was spoiled?
You see, he got one girl, one granddaughter, and one grandson.
Yeah.
He had two grandsons. Well, you know, one was killed over there in service.
Yeah.
In Vietnam or somewhere.
Yeah.
before they
yeah.
they brought him home and buried him. So there's just two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
The girl lived in St. Augustine. And the boy, he lived up there, I don't know, Rochelle or Gainesville or somewhere up there.
Yeah.
I think his granddaughter got three or four children.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one, what was killed over there in service, that was his grandson. He got four or five children.
Oh.
These were them Taylor's greats,
uh-huh.
great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
Well, she lived out to Fairfield, this boy's wife. That's where she lived. And a trailer to tell me. I haven't seen it since the bed.
Are they spoiled?
Hmm?
Are they spoiled?
If they is, we don't know it.
Yeah.
But I believe it is. She don't come over here much.
Oh, yeah.
She comes over here and bring the children and visits his grave on Christmas. And other holidays, she bring flowers over there, put them on his grave. And she bring all the children. When she come, it's just her and her children. Clean on his grave.
Miss Daisy, that new church of yours. Is it as big as the old one?
Hmm? Did you do what?
Is it as big as the old one?
Uh-uh. We didn't mind that big. They didn't.
Uh-huh.
And I also hit him. He liked a lot being big as that one. Soda tells me.
Yeah. But as big as you need, you think?
Yeah.
They have a carpenter?
Yes, it had two or three columns there. They ain't done nothing on it in a long time. I don't know what's the hold up. I don't.
Well, they just quit work on it.
I just know they ain't working.
Well,
I ain't got a hold of PC in a good while. If I could catch up with him, I could find out.
You have as many carpenters. You don't have as many workers down there, I guess, as the Methodists do.
No.
Yeah. Well, now you see TC at church, but you don't.
Yes, I've seen him at church, but I don't have time to ask him what's wrong or why. Nothing. He's busy doing something else.
Well, now, you know, what gets me, Miss Daisy, is it don't seem like you have the occasion to talk to people like you used to.
Mm-mm.
You see them at church.
They're in a hurry.
But ain't it?
I said the folks is all in a hurry.
Is that it?
It looks like it. You can't catch up with them and talk. They ain't got time. And I kind of agree with you. You said the other day to somebody, they don't know how to talk.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with lots of them. They ain't got sense enough to talk.
Yeah.
About nothing worthwhile.
Yeah. They just sort of talk on the wing.
That's
it. They don't just stop and go ahead and get into the thing, and I don't know what it is, but it's something like that. Amy, where'd she go?
What, Amy?
Amy Walker.
Go to. Where did she go?
Where'd she go to church?
Up there. Me and her belong to the same church.
Oh, yeah. that was the...
Well, now you see, whenever you see an Amy, she'd have time to...
Then I used to visit Amy, and she used to visit me when her health was good. Then we'd time for us to clean up the church. We'd get together and we'd go up there and clean up the church. See, Amy would be there. Amy, me, Amy, Dora, and several more.
Oh, Dora was with you.
Uh-huh. We'd go up there, clean around the church, and clean out the church.
You had some good members.
Yes, ma'am. We had some good members. But these things are too solid.
But George never got into the church.
Tell my George.
He never
done nothing. He never done nothing. But run around that foolish.
Well, you all, when you clean out the church, when you all up there clean out the church, you'd have time to sort of...
Talk or plan.
Find out.
We'd work and talk. But you know, we didn't never... Maybe sometimes somebody bring up something somebody done, or something, they ought not to do, or something. But you see, that conversation would be cut short plenty of times.
Yeah.
Somebody might say, well, that don't concern you.
Yeah.
Much as you can do to take care of yourself. Or something like that. Something what you didn't want to hear about.
Yeah. Just talking about things you don't know about.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
But now... And then Amy used to come up and visit with you.
Oh, yeah. She'd come. She used to come to my house and stay hours at the time.
Yeah.
She would mostly come in the afternoon. But she'd mostly be on her way to the store for something.
Yeah.
Some little thing. Well, other than that, we used to go into church. She'd come by my house and we would go on to the church together. That's really good. But when we were going to clean the church, or clean around the church, we would be on our way at 6.
6?
At 6 o'clock in the morning or before, we would be on our way up there. Well, we'd get through about 3, then we'd come home. We was walking, wasn't nobody riding. We was all walking.
She'd come by your place on the big tree.
That's right, under the magnolia.
Yeah.
We'd take our own lunch and our water. Of course, we was going to stay there till we finished if it took till night.
Yeah. What all did you have to do? What all did you have to do to
this? Well, we'd get on spider webs and brush down the wall and dust all around there. And then, when we get all the dust up, down and around, as far as we could reach, well, then, the next thing we did was wash all the off the benches.
Oh.
We had all soap and rags and cloths and things. We cleaned the benches off. Then clean the floor. We'd be on our way out. Then mop. You have your mop. I have mine. Somebody else has theirs. Some clean benches, whilst others clean floor all back up there. When we get down there, well, you see, they done got the benches clean. I know where we can take the floor from there.
Yeah.
Get on out. Sometimes we'd have a bunch of them up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we'd get the church all cleaned out, then we'd go out those, clean the yard if they hadn't finished it.
And you'd bring your lunch and sort of have a picnic.
Yeah.
And then you'd get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, Gab.
What did you have? What did you use to get them cobwebs down with?
Yes, what?
Them spider webs down with.
Well, we had fishing poles, long fishing poles, and we'd put a cloth, fix a cloth on that, and just get it running, drag them down.
And then you just left your equipment there at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody take it
for you. We'd get them now. Sometimes we'd have 4 or 5 men, and sometimes we didn't have none.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Myers, folks used to do things. They had the respect for the church, just like they did their house. Lots of them did. Well, if you're going to do something for the church, it wouldn't take you long. You'd get enough of them to go. Well, now we plan, you know, like Sundays, where we clean up the church next Saturday or Friday. Yeah. Now, who coming? You coming? Oh, yes, I'll be here. You're going to get up for me.
So that way, you could keep in touch with the whole community, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You could just, you just know what's going on. Anybody sick?
See, Jesse Walker, he had a wagon tub. He rolled in. He'd bring his hoes and rakes and mops and things from home. He wasn't going to do much work, but he'd be there. He'd do a little stuff. But Amy worked. And so she worked. She didn't mind working. Amy didn't.
Yeah.
How you miss them old women?
Yeah.
These young ones, they ain't got time.
Now, Amy was an old field hand.
Hmm?
You and Amy had worked in the field together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that was just like, in a way, that is like being out in the field down there in church.
That's right. That's right.
Because there's a gang of you together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing, isn't it? Well, now, Miss Daisy, how do you get your calling in? Do you go places and spend the afternoon, and
what?
People come over to your house and spend the afternoon now?
Oh, yes, yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's a nice way to do it.
That's a nice way to do it. You know, where it ain't so many, well, it's just like here. Well, you could talk about things, talk over things.
Yeah.
These young folks, they ain't got time to talk.
Oh,
and all the old heads, did I go there and me and Bessie have a nice chat sometime.
Yeah.
Me and her talking about old things and how things used to be. What a difference it makes now.
Hey, where was that
She told you. She was planning her birthday dinner.
Bessie's planning a birthday dinner?
Miss Miles.
What are we going to do with her?
It makes me sick.
What are we going to do with Bessie?
We can't do nothing with her. You know, I was so knocked out the other day when she told me. We were sitting there on the porch and you don't you say nothing to her about it. She said, well, it's getting on that time again. I said, what you mean? She said, for my birthday party. I said, Bessie, I said, you gonna have another birthday dinner? Yes, I want it just like that other one. I said, well, I hadn't thought about you planning more. No. So, yes, I've been thinking about it. I said, but do you know if I had my will, but I wouldn't let her do it.
I wouldn't either, Daisy.
But I can't do nothing with her.
If she wouldn't try to do everything, it'd be different. Mm-hmm. But she wants to do all the cooking.
Do everything? Well, nobody can't fix it like she.
That's right.
She don't think.
That's right.
What the? Oh, my sister.
She's, no.
I told her this. I said, I don't think about a birthday. Not a birthday dinner. I said, I just thank God I done lived this long. I said, well, I'm going to have this one. I may not have another one.
End of Channel 1, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. The end of Channel 1, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. The end of Channel 1, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971.